Have you ever been on a guided tour of a museum, a gallery, or a cathedral? Maybe a docent guiding you through an ancient landmark. When you arrive at your first stop, the narrator explains its significance and then directs you on your way. They are there to further your understanding of the cultural and historical significance of items that you see there in museums or planetariums or zoos or historical landmarks or parks. You have a similar guide that helps you understand what you see around you, and the guide is called love. This meditation from the fifth chapter of Ephesians will help you use love as a guide through life, and how Christ is an example of using love as your guide. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, and quiet, still if possible. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Start by taking a moment to arrange yourself to be aware of God in this moment. Just sit comfortably and quiet. Begin to relax your eyes into a soft focus. Just become aware of God and His Son and His Spirit in and around you. Be aware of them guiding you, navigating you, gently nudging you along your path today. So now this opening time of silent prayer is yours, a gift to you. Encounter God now with your mind and your heart in a way that stirs you up. Use this time of prayer to seek His guidance, to ask for love to steer you. Encounter His love now as you pray, and appeal to Him now in your way, using your words and using your time. By faith, ask Him to steer you using His love. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God and His Son and the Spirit through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes as you breathe. Deep, slow breaths from your stomach. Exhale slowly through your nose, releasing anxiety. Breathe in His love and release worry. Take slow, deep breaths in through your nose. Hold it. And then breathe out slowly through your mouth. Don't control or change the pace of your breathing. Just notice it. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing the very breath of God. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. Feeling His love for you. Feel His love. Sense how love changes how you view the world around you. Just be alert to how you respond to Him near. Stay there centering for 1 minute. your mind will most certainly drift and wander, and that's fine. In fact, I give you permission to let it wander. But when you do, simply take note of the wandering and then use it as a cue to return without effort to the guidance of God, His love, and your breathing. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You will listen to it in three separate times of ever-widening reflection. Not to analyze or interpret it, just simply be aware of it now. Listen to your first sacred reading and listen carefully for a centering thought that the Holy Spirit will give you as you listen to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 in the Contemporary English Version. Do as God does. After all, you are His dear children. So let love be your guide. Christ loved us and offered His life for us as a sacrifice that pleases God. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What were you aware of in this passage? Your mind may drift in and around that, and that's fine. Just note the drifting and then return to your breathing and the centering thought the Holy Spirit just gave you. Listen once again to this passage, but now with an even wider view to verse 3 from the Good News Translation. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like Him. Your life must be controlled by love. Just as Christ loved us and gave His life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. Since you are God's people, it is not right that any matters of sexual immorality or indecency or greed should even be mentioned among you. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Pause here in meditation once more as you become more aware of God's Spirit guiding you right now in this passage. And listen once again to the truth that your life should not only be guided by love, but controlled by love. As your mind drifts, let your drifting thoughts drift back to this teaching and thoughts of your walk being consumed by love. listen to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective to verse 4 from the Amplified Version. Therefore, become imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His example. As well-beloved children imitate their Father and walk continually in love, that is, value one another, practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. But sexual immorality and all moral impurity, indecency, offensive behavior, or greed must not even be hinted at among you, as is proper among saints, for as believers, our way of life, whether in public or private, reflects the validity of our faith. Let there be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse, obscene, or vulgar joking, because such things are not appropriate for believers, but instead, speak of your thankfulness to God. Because such things are not appropriate for believers, but instead, speak of your thankfulness to God. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, see yourself on a tour, being guided. How does it feel knowing your guide is an expert in all that you see? Knowing that you can trust them. Relax as they steer and navigate you. Rest here for a minute, feeling guided, controlled, steered, and navigated through the twists and turns of your day.
The foundations of this cathedral were ordered to be built by William the Conqueror and instigated by his Bishop Wolfling in 1079.
As you were present in your imagination, being guided and controlled, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. With your eyes closed, consider ways you have a chance to be guided today by God. To intentionally surrender to letting God's love steer you. What are you facing that you can better face by seeing it through a lens of love today? Meditate there now for a minute. As you close your time, just return to your breathing. Breathing in the love of the Holy Spirit and breathing out the confusion of the world. Now let me pray you remember that today, to do as God does. After all, you are His dear child. So let love be your guide today. Christ loved you and offered his life for you as a sacrifice that pleases God. Remember that and use that as your guide today. Amen. Today you have an opportunity to use love as your guide, to let love be your worldview, your filter. So expect to see that opportunity today to make a decision based on love. Maybe in a meeting or a random conversation, maybe a text response or a social media post. Today, walk and talk as Christ walks and talks. View your world as Jesus sees it. Answer as the Spirit answers. Let them guide you. You're welcome to stay here for a moment and rest with God in the music or finishing your guided tour. But when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with God.